We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of a Siman Reish Tzavi Tes, which is discussing that Lachas not to eat and not to do any Malacha before you make Abdallah. Siv Vav on page 150, Ein Hamid base. Says Mechaber, Shachach, someone forgot. Lehivdu b'matzah Shabbos, he did not make Abdallah matzah Shabbos. So Mavdala Tzav Yom Shleishu, you can make Abdallah up until Tuesday. Yesham, some say, Shein Mavdala, you cannot make Abdallah El Kol Yom Rishon. Only the entire Sunday, below Yisr, and not more than that. Now, B'davka by Pir Gofen, I mean Sunday meaning up until Sunday night. B'davka by Pir Gofen, that's specifically by Pir Gofen, V'hamavdu B'kedesh L'chol, only those two brachas, Aval Alaner, B'samah, the bracha on the candle and on the B'samah, Einu B'vercha B'matzah Shabbos, that's only done on Matzah Shabbos. B'yesh Mishem, some say, the hard the Kamel on this, that we hold Ta'am Mavdal, that if you ate, if you tasted, you still make Abdullah. Hanami, that's what said, Heich the Hibdu B'leil Matzah Shabbos, that's what make Abdullah on Matzah Shabbos. But if not make Abdullah the night after Shabbos, once you taste it, should be the Mavdal, then you don't make Abdullah anymore. However, the primary is like the first logic up until Tuesday. Now, Mishim Esana Shleisha Yamim, as you continue, Daf Ayin Vav, Shleisha Leilus, someone who is fasting for 3 days and 3 nights, Yishma Abdullah Mavchim, so he won't be able to make Abdullah, obviously, because he's going to be going past Tuesday, so he should hear Abdullah from others. If he doesn't have others near him, you can actually make Abdallah Shabbos like around Shalashudas time, when it's still daytime, and lishtus and to drink, and then to accept the fast afterwards on him, which is after Shabbos. That's the Trumas Adesh and Simikof Nun Dal. It says in Mishabura, Sivkat and Tez Zayn. So it says, someone forgot, did not make Abdallah to Shabbos. So he makes Abdallah until the end of the third day. Because the Chol Eilash Lishu Yamim, because all these 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shayochem Oed L'Shabbos Aver, that's still connected to the previous Shabbos. Kamahola, from Wednesday onward, Shayochem L'Shabbos Abah applies to the coming Shabbos, because Shabbos is in the center. And the 3 days after are from the previous, and then the next 3 days are prior to the next Shabbos. So therefore, you can still make Abdullah up until Tuesday night. Now, initially, Yaktim Lahavdu B'Yom Rishon, of course, a person should be quick to make Abdullah on the first day. This reason, Makdim L'Mitzvah, because we say people are diligent to go quickly and perform the mitzvahs. Also, because you're not allowed to eat until you make Abdullah, given the Yotahu Lahavdu, since he has the ability to make Abdullah. Because of Kedush B'Kibbe'ege writes in the Chazush, is Kedush Mishim Sipa Loshin Chachamim. The Memoi Tzoy Yomtiv, after a Yom Tov in Lahavdol Tashlum, and then that Havdol does not have any makeup. Because the B'Shabbos, Shaykh Lim and Shabbos, applicable to say that Shalosh Yom Rishayim, that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shaykh Amad Shabbos Tra'ava, is connected to the previous Shabbos, because Shabbos is in the center of the week. Shaykh Yom Tov, what does Yom Tov have to do with the following 3 days? At least the entire full day after Yom Tov, Yochel Havdik, Mekabdol, Ayin Shom, look over there. Shar Tzin Islam, it says, to look in Siman Tov Tzadi Aleph in the Shari Tshuva, which Adirsh 24 brings. That he writes that someone forgot to make Abdullah Matzah Yom Tov, the Pin Beis Yud is that he can make Abdullah the entire week. But in the Sefer Berachos he writes, you cannot rely on that Lamaisim. Sivkatan Yod Zayin. So some say that you can only make Abdullah Il Kol Yom Rishon only the entire Sunday and not more than that. The Leis Rilu Hasvara and Hanal, they don't hold that Svara that the next 3 days belong to the previous Shabbos. Achbi, I'm a Rishon HaTamuz, so what's the reason of that of Sunday? Because we know in Halacha that the night is the beginning of the day. So Matzah Shabbos, when you make Abdullah, so the whole first day is the day of Abdullah, not more than that. Simkot and Yud Ches. Now, we said Zavka by Pirag Ofen and Amavdol. Avol, Alaner, V'chulu, but on the key and Lambasamim, that's all Matzah Shabbos. Because Birchas Alor, the Brocha on the fire, Mishav, the Matzah Shabbos is Mabri Yasi. It's because Matzah Shabbos was when it was created, and that's only applicable then. Also with the B'Sam, Shub Gedei L'Hoshev Nefesh HaKa'evis is to calm down the pained soul, B'Tzis Neshama Yisrei, when the extra Neshama leaves, Chozer L'Shach, and Matzah Shabbos Ve'elech, says the Eilu Shabbos, that's not applicable from after Matzah Shabbos and onward, it's only Matzah Shabbos itself. Sivkot in your test, there are more broad that the Iker is Kasvar Yishayna like the first logic, and Vartavai Yishayim Koi, meaning on the two Yishayim that we don't hold like. We don't hold that it's only on Sunday. And we also don't hold that of this halacha that if you ate, that Ming Abdullah is only Matzah Shabbos. Sivkat and Chav. Now, there's more broader case. If someone's fasting, Shleish Yom, Shleish Leilus, 3 days and 3 nights. Look at the chayim that they write. What then? The same thing is misam l'shnei yom l'shnei leilis. Someone's fasting 2 days and two nights. Even 1 day, 1 night. After yochel l'kayim mitzvah abdol ba'atzma achat hayin. Even they can fulfill the mitzvah abdol himself after the fast. But Malcolm used to tell you, it's still better shishma b'mitzvah Shabbos abdol machim to hear mitzvah Shabbos abdol from others. The kruvi abdol to Shabbos on the tvei. To have abdol closer to Shabbos is better. That's who ikur mitzvah abdol because mitzvah Shabbos is the primary mitzvah abdol. Why is Rama pick 3 days? Mishum sefer because the end of the halacha. When you don't have others, that you could make Abdullah even on Shabbos day. That heter specifically if the fast was for 3 days because the yaver has man, you're going to miss the time. You're not going to have to fulfill Abdullah at all because your time is finishing on Tuesday night. Which is not the case by 2 days. You're not going to miss the end time. So then you're right. Then it's better shayam to be avdol shayam to wait to make abdol at the end of 2 days. Mishayam boydim than doing this unique halacha and make abdullah on Shabbos itself. Sivkan chavhal. So if you took it the fast for 3 days, 3 nights, yishma abdol machir. Shehir abdol from others. But then sitting is yichal avdu baatzmoi. He could also really technically make abdol himself. Eat lachem lishtes and give it to others to drink. It'll be some reshayim beis of test. Achamagid avram should be said sham narga, but the magid avram, like so to speak, knocks a nail into it, and the zayin mutter ragdavka kashachem batsmei nyodim levarach. That's only permitted the others themselves don't know how to make the bracha, and melachin etzizu other tray. And therefore, this etza is better that others to be made to him, as the dirsha 25 brings that the Magen Avraham writes with it regarding someone that doesn't drink wine because of a neder. You cannot make kiddush on wine to exempt others their chiyuv. Now it's Ram over there. Because since the ones who are listening know how to make kiddush themselves, and a person cannot make others their chiyuv only if they don't know how to make kiddush themselves, as Bar Shulchan Aruch and Reisha and Gimel Sevdal. Sivka and Chav Beis. So Rama said, if there's no others, however, then they can make Abdullah Miba Oid Yoim. I know that is Acha Plaga Mincha. After 10 3/4 hours into the day, Vispal of Shabbos, Vispal Gam Gemar Mekoid, Mishot Zidav Meir first. Kilel, like we said, this halach and Zimri Shad Gimel Siv Gimel. Falach, even so, Mutalech Melisha Zachach, he still let eat and drink after to drink his Abdullah. Lem Minim, we don't say the Kibin Abdul Kvar, since he made Abdullah ready, Kibulov as a Titans, was a Mashtiya, they already accepted upon themselves the fast and it's not allowed to drink. From the Kara Titans, because the primary Titans, Inimach was Chiva, not because of an obligation, Kedish Bav, like Tish Bav, as Shartzin Oislam Gimel says, because there you're right, you cannot make Abdullah when it's still daytime. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, because if you can make Abdullah, it would be forbidden to drink, because it's considered like a Kabbalah of the Tainas, as we'll say later on, Sim Tufkud Nunvav in the Magen Avraham. Rather, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's El Machmas Nidr, because of his Nedr. When the Darm, Ha'ol Chamach Halosh Ben Yadim, we go after the people's words, Halosh Ben Yadim, people's terminology, Gam Achash Shehib Del Mikri Yam, even after he makes Abdullah, it's still considered day. But Tainas in the Maslam, it's Chazalayla, and the Tainas doesn't start only from the beginning of the nighttime. The Efsh is possible, Shagam Be'Bein Hashmoshes, by twilight, which is fake Laila, which is doubtful nighttime, Avalim Mekaidim, but not beforehand. So therefore, it's not a problem here when it's after Plaga Mincha. Or there's something that's a couple of tainish a laila, but yom b'shoy yom echol. Something when he accepts upon himself a fast of a night and a day on any other weekday, gam kin echol lov chayvis tainish m'bay yom. Also, the fast does not take effect on him when it's still daytime. Av shikvar his pal arvis, even in ready davin, mayru. Sivkot and chav gimel, ulekabar achakach. And after that, t'mim kabar the tainish on him, which Mishbur explained, any kavana, the intent is not she kabar tainish mamash, except literally a fast. The Krakibulov Hayim Mincha, he already accepted upon himself Tereba Mincha, Kederech Kultain is like old fast, Shatzar Kabbalah Mincha Shalvan, that you have to make the Kabbalah on the previous Mincha. Ve'imari Sheshalav Nedim Mikvah, and if it's Toma, where he already has a previous Nedil, the San is Koshlesh Yom Achar Shabbos to fast all the 3 days after Shabbos, Gamkin Nitzar Chat the Kabbalah Tanz Kal. Then you don't have to have Kabbalah Tanz now at all. What it means to say is that he should accept afterwards in his thoughts, Sheyaskal Tanz Mati, that he's starting the time from now, Va'im Be'alocha. And which Dirsha 26 brings, however, in Rish Pechas, he writes that the fast on Shabbos for the purpose of tainus is forbidden even for one moment. But he says, look at Be'alacha, which in the Vimaschul Ulakabel, which is in the Be'alacha, he says, Dava Pashad, that this Kabbalah is not a Kabbalah's tainus by Mincha. Because that's Pashad that I read Davin Mincha before he made Abdullah. Rather, over here, it means literally Kabbalah's tainus to become forbidden in eating from this moment. Because even though he Davin Mincha and he was Makabbalah's tainus by Tefillah,
has to be mekabel to fast for all the three consecutive days. However, it would be permitted for him to eat the whole night, like the halacha b'tainus nedava in general, that you could eat the whole night, even though mekabel tainus. Here he wants to fast 3 days and three nights, it would be permitted upon him to eat until bein hashmashos. So saying that you make Abdullah when it's still daytime, you drink, and the Kabbalah Yitain is to become forbidden eating and drinking from that moment. And you have to have another Kabbalah when you become forbidden. Look at Hechel Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. You see that these words are clear and are obvious. That's the words of Lashon, the Maimon Matcha. And that's how the Eli Rabbi explains. Now some of the fast 2 days and two nights before Shosh Hashanah, and he didn't have a Matzah Shabbos from whom to hear Abdullah, because if he did, the opinion of the Chayim is that it's better to do like that, and makes Abdullah on the third night, which falls on Rosh Hashanah, the Magen Ram writes, you should make Abdullah on one cup and Kiddush on another cup, and should not make them both on one cup. Because you don't say two Kiddushes on one cup, only Yom Tov that falls on Matzah Shabbos, because they're both the same thing. Look up at it, there's lengthy regarding this. And Be'er Halacha says, L'anis da'itim, according to my humble understanding, you have to look into the Iker Inyan very much if you can make now Abdullah. Because how could you end by the bracha Mavd B'Kodesh L'Choyl after that now it's Kodesh? And to end now Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh is also not possible, like Yom Tov that falls on Matzah Shabbos, because this Abdullah that's of a weekday Abdullah. As the Gemara says in Daf Kovav Manav, that you don't make Abdullah until Tuesday, because after that it's already past the previous Shabbos Kodesh. And then it's called prior to the coming Shabbos, and therefore you cannot say Hamavd B'Kodesh L'Chol because you already passed the Kodesh. But that's the case here also. How could you say Hamavd B'Kodesh L'Chol since now it's Kodesh and already passed Yimei Achol? So it says the Be'alach Tzorch Ian Godel what to do in that type of situation. Siv Zayin says Mechab Hamavd Al Yain Al Shulchan. If someone makes Abdullah on the wine that's on his table, Afilu Hivdol Kodesh Shenot L'Yodav, even if he made Abdullah before he washed his hands, Poita Yain Shabatech Mazen, it still exempts the wine that he's going to have in his meal. Shein Tzorch L'Bracha, but he does not have to make a bracha on that wine. Some say, no, it does not exempt that wine only if he washed his hands for the suda before he made Abdullah. He made Abdullah first. He has to first make a ala gefen, as says Tesis in the Mordechai Parakeet, and then to have his meal. Someone made Abdullah on wine al shulchan on his table. So labdavka, it's not precise. It's only coming to exclude ala cheder acher, only another room. The Shama have Abdullah midi achrina, then Abdullah would be something different. In that same room, Chashav HaShchan is considered on his table, because their intention is to drink afterwards in the meal, Sheikh L'Shama HaChazer, where they're going to eat afterwards. Sivkan Chavhei. So he said that the first opinion holds, even if he made Abdullah first, he does not have to make a bracha. Some say, no, it doesn't exempt Elam Kein Notl Yadav, only if he washes his hands. First, because washing hands is the beginning of the establishing a meal, and therefore then that means to say that this wine is connected to the meal. This is Yilana Mek Abdullah. But the Chashav Hefzik in the Tila Amoitzi, and it's not considered an interruption between the washing of the hands and Amoitzi. I'm the same Kofai and Dal, but Mokai Ram, Sivkot and Vav, which Dershah 28 brings, that there he writes, which is brought in Kofai and Dal, Sivkot and Yudal, that since he's not allowed to eat before Abdullah, his intention is to eat right away. So Abdullah is not considered as a Chadas between the Natila and the Bracha of Amoitzi. Sivkot and Chavav, from Hibdol Tchila, and the Ramah said, if someone made Abdullah first, you have to first make a Allah Gefen. Hagazu, this comment from the Ramah, he must go and start the Yashim, is the conclusion of the opinion of the Yashim. The Sfilu that they hold, the Mashiach will come on Natila, if you made Abdullah before the Natila Zidayim, even though it's on the table, in the Shaykh, it does not then connect La Mashiach to Techa Maznachkech, what you're going to drink afterwards in the meal. And there you have to go make a new bracha in the middle of the meal on the wine. Balkin, therefore, Chayv Lavarach Bracha Chana, because you have to make a bracha on the first one of the Abdullah before the meal. Now, La Locha, Vadi Yishlivsik, Sveik Brachas Lahakal. Most definitely, one should rule that doubtful bracha we go leniently, and therefore upata mebracha chreina, and therefore you're exempt from a bracha chreina. And therefore, in the middle of the meal, you're also exempt from making bracha on the wine. Kedei Rishon, like the first opinion, because out of that, we're not going to make you make a new bracha. Which the Sharatina Islamatist means this from the Taz, and that's how the Machab himself is machria be earlier. And look over there also what the Machab writes, which the Taz leaves out intentionally, like the Taz of Shabbos writes, which. Look over there, what we wrote over there, because the Dershah 30 brings, that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Kofayin Dal Sabdal, that Ketchila one should have in mind not to exempt the wine that's in the middle of the meal. And the Shulchan writes over there, in such a situation, then you should make a bracha chayna after drinking the wine before the Suda. The Tais HaShabbos asks, how is it permitted to do that? Then you're causing a bracha chayna tzicha. And he writes that because of that, the Taz left out that Achra of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, in regards to the Pinnish of Hanav, they will get once you have a mind not to exempt the wine that's in the meal, the Tfuah Shoyer writes that even though most definitely his intention is to drink wine in the meal, however, it helps his Kavanah not to exempt it because it's not that the Kaisis are the same in the one, because the Kais Abdal is a Kais Al-Brach, whereas the Kais in the middle of the meal is only an optional Kais, and moreover, the Brach HaMaitzi interrupts between the Kaisis, so therefore that would not be a problem. Shmir Shabbos and Perek Tzamach or Kofit Ches discusses this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vayin le'el b'sim kofayin dance of dam." Mashu kisam nisham Mishnah Berurah. What we wrote within the Mishnah Berurah. The Bir Alacha and Dibri Hamaschil Yochel Havdil b'Shabbes Meba'ayim. You can make Havdalah on Shabbos when it's still daytime. Says, look at Pirim Gavim that he writes that here. It's talking about where he did not accept upon himself the tainus by Mincha on Shabbos. Because then, since he makes Abdullah, it would be forbidden to eat. Rather, he already accepted upon himself that he's going to fast 3 days from Sunday, or prior time, look over there. And this deek from Magen Avraham that he writes, and there's Toma that he made a neder to fast every Sunday, 3 days, etc. So says B'alach L'Nis Daiti, it seems that Magen Avraham, his intention is not for this, it's just to contradict the words of Leil Shabbos that understood in the words of Lavush, that he didn't have before Havdalah any Kabbalah at all. And if he writes in that, he says, I don't know what he's talking about, look over there. And the reason for this is that it wasn't in front of the Prima Garden, the Sefer Ha'el Shabbos, like he himself wrote, where he was not Masig, where he was only got from Siman Shin Yutes and onwards, but he didn't have on the Siman. But Ladina says, the Be'elach, there's no afkamina regarding this, that he was Makabal by Mincha, and it's not similar to Tisha B'Min Yom Kippurim, that there, the Tain is Chayv is Be'etzim. So if it's stringent, you cannot make Havdalah when it's still daytime. But it's considered as Kabbalah, and to be forbidden to drink afterwards. And even when I say the Kavanah Magen Avraham is for the Dik, like the Prima Gadam writes, however, Ladin, it would seem that not to be Machmer on this, because he said, I found explicit in the Eli Rabbah that here is Tomat, where he's already become the Tain is Be'mincha, and even so, it's permitted for him to drink from the Kais Havdalah, because it's still most definitely daytime. That's what my Madcha explicitly writes, like I'm going to quote his wording later on, says the Galach. Some of the dishes, dishu shoe 23. Some of them forgot to make Havdalah Matzah Rosh Hashanah, and he remembers the following day on Sem Gedalia. The Stechemin writes, for those who hold that it's possible to make Havdalah on the first day after Yom Tov, same thing as you can make Havdalah the day after Rosh Hashanah, but since it's a fast, you cannot drink from the cup, you give it to a child to drink. You have to be concerned that maybe you can cause the child to drink on other fasts too, because even by a bris, which falls on Tisha B'Av, you give the child to drink from the wine. Now, however, Tisha B'Av that falls on a Matzah Shabbos, you don't make Abdullah on the Kais, on the intention that a child should drink from it, because we say Demosel Nisuch might come to do this on other times, as Bern Shachanach and Tov Kufnun Vav, Mishabur Tov Kufnun Tes. Shem Zaman explains, it's possible it's not similar to the Kais Abris to the Kais Abdullah at all. Because since the Abdullah is an established thing, it's considered that even the Kais Abdullah is like a Kais Kavua. And even though they're not usual to forget, make Havdalah and Sem Gedalia, therefore we are concerned, which is not the case by Bris, where the Kais is not Chayv, and it's also not Kavua, therefore it's not a problem.